Okay, so I'm gonna try something a little different because I'm still getting used to my voice being recorded, and I kind of wanted to hear what it sounded like in more of like a relaxed, chill kind of setting. So I was trying to come up with what I was gonna do, and I found this little get to know you questionnaire online, and I found two of them, and I figured I would give it a try. One of them is like a fun random question one, and the other one's like a sexy kind of dirty one. I'm gonna answer questions from both. And I'm actually a little nervous about it because I don't know, I keep a lot of stuff to myself, so this is really kind of pushing me out of my comfort zone, which is something I still want to do. I just didn't realize it was gonna make me so nervous. So I'm gonna get started. I'm going to do the fun random one first. So let's see. Number one, would you rather trade some intelligence for looks or looks for intelligence? I'm going to say intelligence for looks because ignorance is bliss. Number two, if everything in your house had to be one color, what color would you choose? Oh, black. Definitely black. What animal would be the most terrifying if it could speak? Sharks, maybe? Because they just got so much teeth and they're just, I don't know, I just think they're so scary looking, and if they could talk, that would just make it so much worse. Would you rather have unlimited sushi for life or unlimited tacos for life? I'm gonna go with tacos. If you had a warning label, what would yours say? Easily distracted. Would you rather go 30 days without your phone or an entire life without dessert? I think I would rather go 30 days without my phone, even though I'm not a big dessert person, but I don't want to ever not have it again. Would you rather be the best player on a horrible team or the worst player on a great team? Oh, best player on a horrible team. Absolutely, 100%. If one animal was made the size of an elephant, which would be the scariest? Well, I'm terrified of spiders, so if there was an elephant-sized spider, I just wouldn't be on this planet anymore. Who or where would you haunt if you were a ghost? Who or where would you haunt if you were a ghost? I mean, I'd want to find somewhere that was actually haunted. Like, that would be the best place to go. If you were reincarnated as a famous landmark, which would it be? Oh, I'm skipping that one. That one's lame. If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? Pizza. How much would someone have to pay you to eat a live spider? There's not enough money in the world. What would be the worst movie sequel ever made? I don't know. That's a Titanic? I don't know. That's a dumb question. Have you ever worn clothing with labels and tags still attached? Yes. Would you rather be the most popular kid in school or the smartest kid in school? Oh, the smartest. Do you have any superstitions? I mean, I do still, if somebody spills salt, I still put some in my hand and toss it over my shoulder. My grandmother taught me that. I don't remember what the superstition was for it, but if you spill salt, you're supposed to take it and throw it over your shoulder. So I do still do that. What is the weirdest thing you find attractive in a person? The weirdest thing? I don't know. I don't know if it's weird, but maybe their laugh. I mean, if they've got a good laugh, I mean, that's not a, I don't know if that's something, I don't want it to be, and not that, it's just the question's weird, but a laugh would be something that wouldn't be normally, like, questioned whether it was attractive, but, you know, if they had, like, an attractive laugh, that would be nice. What cheesy song do you have memorized? Oh, Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. If you were to get stuck in an elevator and were forced to listen to only one song, what would it be? Oh, dear God. What's one song? No, because you wouldn't want to pick a favorite song because you'd eventually hate it. I don't know. That's a tough one. I would probably say Take On Me, just because I don't think there's ever been a time when I've heard that song and I haven't immediately, you know, started singing it and, you know, having fun with it. And but I wouldn't say it's a favorite song, but I think it's something that I could listen to, you know, over and over and over again repeatedly and not want to, you know, poke my eyeballs out. What's something weird that you recommend everyone try at least once? You got to put peanut butter on a piece of white bread and pour a little bit of lemon juice on it and then sprinkle some sugar on the top, and it's very, very good. I swear. I'm not trying to prank you. It's real. It's very good. What do you think is the most unpleasant sounding word? Oh, moist. Ugh. For sure. That is number one, hands down. Okay. Now, here's the sexy one. Oh my God, this is gonna be so hard. Okay. What do you think about when you masturbate? I don't really think about anything. It's kind of hard to think. I mean, there's not anything that I have to, I guess I just think about how good it feels. I don't know. That one's tough. These are going to be tough. Would it turn you on to watch porn together? Well, that I would never, ever, ever be able to do that. So. How would you feel about a threesome? Not really my thing. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. I think somebody always eventually will feel left out, and I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want anybody to feel left out, including me. So, what's a sexual act you've never done but want to try? I guess being tied up would be something. Tied up. Do you have any fantasies, kinks, or fetishes you'd like to share or indulge in? I mean, I like being scared. I like being scared because it's like a whole full body experience, and I don't know, it snaps me out of myself for a minute. Like it brings me back to the present. It's probably why I like horror movies so much, because when I'm watching them, I'm so invested in what's going on, and you know, anticipating things, and I just never feel more in the moment. I never feel more present than when I'm scared. Because my brain is just constantly going, and you know, any other activities, you know, you kind of put yourself on autopilot, and you're, you know, I'm thinking about the past, I'm thinking about the future, I'm thinking about what did happen, what could happen. I'm never really in the moment. So when I'm scared, it's like my brain just shuts off, and I can just be scared and feel scared, and just really, like, I don't know, I guess enjoy it. And yeah, so I guess being scared is probably I guess a fantasy or a kink, I guess. What sort of role play would turn you on most? Well, I guess continuing with the scary stuff, I guess anything that was scary, you know, hiding out in the dark, or you know, like a monster or something. I don't know. This is so fucking hard. What dirty words arouse you the most? Honestly, I'm not big on dirty words. Like, I think they can be kind of vulgar and crass. I would rather hear somebody say vulgar and crass, actually. Like, I would rather hear words with more depth or meaning behind them. I don't know, I'm very big on that. I don't know how to, I mean, I don't know how to say it the right way, but I just like words, and hearing people say them is just very, very sexy. So cutting it down to, you know, just the dirty words, doesn't really work for me. Do you prefer to be dominant or submissive? Ooh. I don't really know. I would probably say more submissive, but it would depend on the situation. You know, I would have to feel comfortable being submissive. What's your favorite place to touch yourself that's not your genitals? Probably my head. Like, I run my hands through my hair a lot. You know, when I'm listening to music or I'm listening to audios, I'll run my hands through my hair. I think it goes into different questions after this. Okay, well, that was not easy to do. But I hope it wasn't boring. And I don't know if you guys have questions that you want me to answer. You know, maybe it might be easier just getting questions from other people. I don't know. But let me know. And I don't know. I hope you guys enjoy this. Thank you for listening.